Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Today is National Left-Handed Day. Go ahead, give it a try. It feels different, doesn't it?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump touting his tariffs on Chinese imports at a rally at a Pennsylvania petrochemicals facility which manufactures plastics from natural gas.
This is the president's 13th trip to Pennsylvania since taking office, a state which he won in 2016 and is trying to keep in his column for 2020.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. The White House today delaying implementation of new tariffs on mobile phones, toys, computers, and other imported items from China. The Trump administration says it wants to ease any potential impact the tariffs might have on Americans during the holiday shopping season. A Russian city evacuated after an apparent radiation leak following last week's explosion of a secret cruise missile, which left five scientists dead.
Medics who treated the victims have been sent to Moscow due to their exposure to increased radiation levels 16 times above normal.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. This is Fox News.
Wow. A little nuclear mess there again. They'll probably make vodka out of the water in that area, too.
Russia.
Good Lord. Russia. How'd that work out for you, liberals, anyway? Would you like to hear your favorite presidential candidate, Marianne Williams?
Yes, it depends on what she's saying.
This is her. Somebody took the time to put her to a beat.
Americans are slow to wake up. Once we do wake up, we slam it like nobody's business. Slam it. I'm running for president because it is time for this generation of Americans to slam it.
Slam it.
But all due respect there, Marianne, you idiot. It was America pulling their heads out of their
rectum
in 2016 that slammed Donald Trump into the White House. And guess what? He's going back, barring something we cannot foresee as of this moment. He's going to be back in there for four more years. But your fun, while it lasted. Unreal, man. Just absolutely unreal. Hey, if you're hungry, you like great pizza, like a little buffet, sub sandwiches and more, The Pizza Place. I think pizza is something that's a perpetual quest for the best. So if you haven't been to the pizza place and you love pizza, then you need to go there and try it. It's brand new, beautiful little place. It's opened up in the plaza by the Dollar General at Perry Hill and Harrison. Stopped by there yesterday, picked up a large because Mr. Pizza's back in town from his summer vacation. So I'll be a regular there every Monday. Now, I got a large, and that was more than enough for the three of us. But they have a size there that is, you have to see it to believe it. It's called OMG.
Oh, my God.
And that's kind of how you react when you see it. It's that big. It's a box that you can save for storage purposes under your bed later. But the pizza is excellent. And I also approve, because I'm an expert on this, I can't tell you about wines or liqueurs or alcohol. But I can tell you that their fountain soda machine has an excellent mixture of syrup and fizz.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important to me.
That is important, yes.
So it's carbonation heaven. But lots of choices, whether you want a slice or a whole pie. Try it. The Pizza Place, brand new, Harrison Road and Perry Hill Road, yeah. In that plaza.
You're making me hungry, Greg.
Oh, it's good. 5:06 at this time. Let's see how the roads are doing. Like Perry Hill and Harrison. Remember?
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and there's a couple of things you need to look out for this afternoon. We have an accident at the Atlanta Highway and Bell Road. We also see one on South Decatur at Arbor Street right as you join the interstate. Speaking of the interstate, I-85 has a slowdown right in the downtown area at the interchange, so be careful there. I-65 looks good. The boulevard's pretty crowded, and it's slow around the intersections. Please be careful there. And there's no issues on the 31s this evening. It's football and tailgating time in Alabama. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has the pickup truck you want. Forget the down payment. Head on down to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In case you hadn't heard, today was the hottest day of the summer. Rich Thomas confirmed that for us a few minutes ago with a high of 101. Not a record, by the way. The record still stands at 104 in 2007 with a heat index of 114. But that's going to change.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. It is extremely hot, but we have some relief on the way soon. Hang on. Hopefully, some lucky towns will get an isolated shower or thunder shower over the next few hours before they fade out tonight. A steamy overnight low temperature of 79. Tomorrow, still a hot and humid day with a high temperature around 93 or 94, but scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms as a frontal system moves through the state of Alabama. A couple of those storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Then on Thursday, as that frontal system makes its way closer to the coast, I think the best chance of showers will shift to South Alabama. Later on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, somewhat less humidity and noticeably not as hot. The high temperature is still around 90 or 91 and lows at night 70 to 72, but this is a big improvement from where we've been. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
And I'm here to tell you, if you're studying the Living Fear Doppler, nobody got lucky this afternoon. I mean, towns getting rain, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Dadeville Police Department seized nearly 30 dogs, cats, ducks, pigs, ferrets, and birds from a home on Village Street Monday afternoon. They received an animal neglect call Sunday. Four adults were arrested on animal cruelty, charged with two counts of aggravated cruelty to animals and two counts of cruelty to animals. Plus, Alabama's commission is looking into laws concerning medical marijuana for the first time this morning. The Medical Cannabis Study Commission is tasked with recommending legislation to be considered in the 2020 legislative session. And with fall-like temperatures reaching triple digits, some parents are concerned. Several students either walk or ride the bus to school with no air conditioning. Find out how you can combat the summer heat. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's moving up the charts. Our number one request, the currency manipulation
North
song.
Korea daily threatens world annihilation. Putin's always shirtless when he's hacking our elections. But China is the worst with currency manipulation.
But I've made clear our trade imbalance is just not acceptable.
Sneaky China infiltration. Worse than new proliferation, currency manipulation.
every day brings a new story in the markets. Here to tell us today's is Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. And I got to admit, I saw the market start off green this morning, but when I woke, I actually didn't get a nap, but around noon I checked again and I saw 400 points up. What made that happen? And that's what you're going to tell us.
Yeah. You know, the last several days, you know, when we come on, we talk about what the current conditions are in the markets, both here in the U.S. and around the world.
Right.
And then I like to say, hey, you know, it can change in a second with one tweet, either for the good or for the bad. That's how these markets are these days. And that's what happened. Trump, I think, made a wise move, particularly in the area that he removed we'll just rewind the tape for a second. So he put 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of goods and services from China. Those were scheduled to go into effect on September the 1st. And then, of course, we saw how China retaliated with currency manipulation and all this other stuff. And the markets have been crazy the last week or two. That brings us to where we are today. And Trump put out a tweet and said that he was going to selectively remove a few different industries, sectors, if you will, from that list, including cell phone companies, laptop companies, gaming consoles, consumer goods types companies. This would be apparel, retail apparel, toys, a whole litany of things. He said in a press conference and went on record as to say that the reason he did it is because he realized that a number of these companies are gearing up for Christmas. They're right now, as we speak, they're trying to fulfill orders, take orders to bring stuff into the U.S. mainland from China, stocking up on inventory, gearing up for Christmas. And the input cost and the barriers that were going up for a lot of these U.S. companies were significant enough that he didn't want it to take a chance that it would impair these companies' ability to deliver around Christmas. And so I actually, like I said, you know, you don't want those nasty headlines where Christmas was bad and, you know, all of this, that prices went up and so on and so forth. And I just think that was probably a good move. Now, on the flip side, a number of people, a lot of hedge fund guys, a lot of people, some even who I respect in my business around the country, have said that, you know, it was a good move, but he just absolutely told China where his, you know, where his pain point is by doing this. Mm. And maybe there's some truth to that. I don't know. But what I can say is I think that all Trump cares about is the end result, which is protecting American business interests, but also making sure the economy stays healthy and that consumers are able to buy the things they want at fair prices and that they have money to buy it with. And that means a good, strong job. And that's what gets him reelected. So, you know, here we sit. You know, man, I mean, we're what now, almost 14 months away from the election next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to sort of set the tone going into the first quarter of next year in a good way to sort of get off to a bad foot,
right,
is by hitting with the tariffs like this.
Well,
so.
I think if it wasn't yesterday, I may have said it Thursday, I just can't imagine this guy not doing something to maintain his biggest achievement, which is a thriving economy. We're not in any wars. He's got a lot of stuff going on, yet I was just on Twitter, and I can't believe how insane some of these people are. I really can't. They are out of their freaking minds. They believe in something that doesn't exist. It's amazing just, I mean, how much out-and-out garbage there is. There's Bernie the Communist on TV. That's the kind of country we want. Yeah, that'll be great.
Oh, yeah.
It's just unreal.
Well, yeah, no, and listen, they realize what they're doing. They absolutely know what they're doing. They know that people like you and me and others are incensed by it, but they also know, unfortunately, there are people in this country that message is going to resonate. And like I said the other day, I forget when it was, but you know, you look at Alinsky and a lot of people, even the communist doctrine of how you get people to where you want them to be so that you can gain power and control. They know what they're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe in an ideology. They have a very strong philosophical difference with capitalist and free market people. The more you get, the better. And believe me, that's what this whole immigration thing is about. You're talking about millions and millions and millions of people that they can control. Want them in here.
Yeah. No, that's it. It's all about a voting block. And then distributing them to states that are red so they can turn the whole country blue. But there's something they haven't figured out. For example, in Mississippi, they arrested hundreds of illegals at a poultry plant. The company that was employing those people obviously needs to hire, and Americans are applying for those jobs. So this old saw that, well, they take the jobs that Americans won't, is a bunch of crap. You just can't underpay Americans. That's the deal. Or pay them in cash and save money there.
You're right. You're exactly right.
And it's just nuts how people fail to understand. We've had thousands of people murdered, thousands of sexual assaults and other felonious crimes. And no American citizen should suffer at the hands of somebody that doesn't belong here. It's that simple. But they can't seem to make that work. I don't get it, Brent. There's a lot of things I don't understand. Maybe when my time comes, I'll get all of those answers. So tomorrow's looking optimistic as well, at least at this point?
You know, it really all depends on the bond market. You know, the bond market has been driving this whole thing. No question about it. And I know that a lot of people don't maybe quite understand that, but we've talked a lot on the show about negative yields. We've talked about yields coming down here in America. There's even discussion now, will the United States begin to experience negative bond yields at some point? And I kind of doubt that, but you never know. And so we sort of have to keep our eyes on that bond market, keep our eyes on credit markets, and we'll see. There's no question that there's a tremendous amount of fear in the world. My experience has been, though, that in short-term movements, sometimes when you get that much fear, or the opposite, a tremendous amount of optimism. You know, we call that market sentiment. And when the herd is all crowded into one corner that way, it usually you see a crazy eight and it moves radically the other way. And so there's no doubt in my mind. I think that there's a real potential that bonds have gone way too far, that it's a crowded trade. There's all this fear. If you get any sort of positive news, it could quickly move the other way, and you could have a snapback rally in equities really fast. So that's what we're watching. I think tomorrow we probably get a little bit of carry through from what Trump did today.
Mm-hmm.
But no doubt you want to keep watching the same old things. You know, looking at currencies, which is a really big deal.
Yeah.
Monitoring this Hong Kong situation, which is also a big deal. And then, of course, looking at the things that we look at every day, the metals, gold, credit default swaps, risk premiums in credit markets and bonds. And so if those settle down, then I think we'll be okay.
Friends, it's time to pick up the phone and call 387-0094 and make an appointment to see Brent. And what's that all about? It's about your future, talking about goals you want to achieve and how McDonald and Hagen and that incredible team that Brandt has built over there can help you achieve them. And that's it. It's all about putting a map together, some goals down on paper for you to achieve and start building that nest egg in a painless way. It works. 387-0094 again is the number for McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brandt, we will talk tomorrow. Thank you.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Montgomery Skywatch, making our way through the Tuesday rush hour, and we still see police working an accident at the Atlanta Highway and Bell Road. That's slowing things down in that area. If you're on the boulevard, there aren't any accidents, but traffic is stop and go around the traffic lights, so be careful. If you're on I-65, we don't have any delays. If you're on I-85, you need to be prepared to slow down around the interchange. And there's no issues on the 31s this afternoon. It's a good time to be traveling. Haynes Ambulance is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
New book coming out by Andrew McCarthy called Ball of Confusion, The Plot to Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency. And it's getting good reviews. It's basically All the President's Men, which was a huge book in the 70s, except it's Obama style. Do you have the sense, as of this moment, that the Epstein thing is kind of going away already?
Yeah, it will. It'll become a joke. It'll go out there in the ether. Some people will follow it. This is what I predicted, Greg.
Yeah.
I said we'll get a ticky-tack, sort of shallow official explanation.
Yes.
It doesn't actually make anything clear.
Right.
And the actual truth of what happened, whether it was something nefarious or not, will not be told. That's how this works.
Back to this, says the author of this piece, All the President's Men, Obama style, reviewing the book. Even though I have closely followed the collusion story as it came into public view since January 2000. Well, I would continue that, except Mozilla just vanished on me. It just disappeared.
All right, then.
But it's sure looks like a good book, though, doesn't it, Joey?
Oh, yeah.
I got to get that one in there.
Fantastic.
You know, instead of getting all wrapped up in this, let's listen to this dog sing Roxanne by the Police. Look at the little guy.
Those days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the night.
Absolute Radio.
That is hilarious.
I know that Frenchie. It's Walter. He's got a whole social media following. He's a very vocal Frenchie.
You know, I think I'm going to die and try and come back as a Frenchie because they are really a hot commodity these
days.
They're
so great. They're
so
great
dogs. Look, I get, I'm not complaining about play on Facebook. I get plenty of it.
Hmm.
But there's only been a few people that have watched that or liked it or even shared it. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on my wall, and I did get a friend request from David Blackman.
Good.
And we're back at 5,000 again. Let me know that that's important to you, being my Facebook friend, so I can treat you with the respect you deserve. I'm just saying. Looking forward to Thursday, because that Epstein story, nothing else, will die, as long as we have the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime Terry Adams with us, and I'm really looking forward to what he's uncovered, because Terry goes deep to look at a situation like this. Of course, in his daytime job, he is the much-beloved and glorious at Adams Motorsports, where you've got a great selection of on-road, off-road, and water products like the Kawasaki jet ski to choose from. And there's still plenty of hot weather to enjoy them. Was 113 enough for you today? That was the heat index. 114, actually. The high was 101 at the airport. So, yeah, it's not going to be there's no freeze warning or frost warning for tomorrow, even though a front's coming through. And at Adams Motorsports, they get an allotment of those every year based on how many they sell. So when they're gone, they're gone. They won't have another batch until next year. So if a jet ski has always been an idea for you, see Terry. Kawasaki puts their money behind the product. So if you want a financial, get an absolutely ridiculously low interest rate on motorcycles too, from Kawasaki and Suzuki, the Kymco scooter. And let's not forget, they carry all the Polaris products, many made right here in Alabama. God, they're brutes. You see some of those Polaris machines, while they've engineered some luxury into them, there's no doubt about that, they have this, wow, this strength, this endurance, this military kind of feel to them that's really impressive. So visit Terry and his team, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Get your credit app started. Browse the inventory, including some great pre-owned opportunities at AdamsMotorsports.com.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time for a little gold here, and this is from Paul Joseph Watson, and it's about Leonardo Decapitated, world-famous climate activist who has never, ever thought twice about taking a private jet to the latest carbon footprint conference.
Aren't you just sick and tired of being lectured about your lifestyle by mega-rich celebrities?
Climate change is real. It is happening right now. Let us not take this planet for granted.
Except, of course, if you need your eyebrows plucked before the Oscars, in which case, screw the planet and fly makeup artist Sharon Lee Hamilton from Sydney to LA. A round trip of 15,000 miles. That's 14 metric tons of CO2 emissions. Now, to be fair, DiCaprio denied that he was personally responsible for flying out Hamilton. And that's really believable, isn't it? Because we know Leo is a committed eco-warrior with steadfast principles. From Cannes to New York to pick up an environmental award. Then flew another 4,000 miles straight back to France. That's
alright, now, I thought that bit to be edited, but apparently not. So I'm not going to take a chance that there's any further language in there that could become problematic for me and my continued employment at Blue Water. But Paul Harvey is always safe. Let's enjoy him.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. What'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
Good day. Well, this has been an interesting 5 minutes. I'll just leave it at that. Was just downstairs at the Thinkin' Stoop. Checked the car. Temperature is still 99 at 5:30. This has been the hottest day of the summer so far. 114 was the heat index. Tomorrow morning, Rich Thomas live right after 6 with a forecast not only for Wednesday, but for the rest of the week. Oh, my.
We're rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and we have some jam-ups on the interstates. If you're on I-85 southbound headed towards the downtown area, be extra careful. You're going to slow down right around the interchange. And if you're headed north on I-65 from the interchange, there's a slowdown beginning about the Northern Boulevard, and it runs out to about Highway 143, so be careful there. We see one accident on the boulevard. It's between Vaughan Road and the Troy Highway, so be careful if you're passing through there. The 31s all look good. There's a large crowd on 231 headed towards Wetumpka. You're going to slow down around the river bridges and once you get up by the casino. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
I am so glad that I just checked my email because I got a note from my friend I know the Greek God. Mm-hmm. He says, have you seen the article on Fox News about what the Democrats are threatening the Supreme Court with? This is stunning. Several high-profile Senate Democrats warned the Supreme Court in pointed terms this week it could face a fundamental restructuring if justices do not take steps to, quote, heal, as in H-E-A-L. Soon it'll be heil. Heal the court in the near future. The ominous and unusual warning was delivered as part of a brief filed Monday in a case related to a New York City gun law. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, Richard Blumenthal, the fraud from Connecticut, Mazie Hirono, the crazy bitch from Hawaii, Richard Durbin, douchebag from Illinois, and Kirsten Gillibrand, who still hasn't figured out that nobody wants her to be president, referenced rulings by the court's conservative majority in claiming it is suffering from some sort of affliction which must be remedied. Do you believe this? The Supreme Court is not well, and the people know what the brief said. Really? Perhaps the court can heal itself before the public demands it to be restructured in order to reduce the influence of politics. What are you doing? That's exactly what you're doing here. Politics to influence the court. Because you know everything you want is totally unconstitutional. Confiscation of guns and all this other stuff. So they want to save the court from what they're trying to do. These people have to be stopped. And the people know it. See, they'll do the thinking for you. The last part was quoting language from a Quinnipiac University poll in which 51% favored such restructuring. What does that mean? In the same poll, 55% believe the court was motivated by politics more than by the law. I'll tell you, they're really infiltrating education, their control of the media, and people who just cannot critically think for themselves. Dramatic changes to the court have been proposed by several Democrats vying for their party's 2020 nomination, with court packing being a common, though controversial suggestion, increasing the number of justices on the court will allow the president to shift the balance on the bench by loading up justices of his or her preference. Can they do that? They can add justices?
Yeah, I mean, that you can add justices. The idea that there are nine people in the Supreme Court is not in the Constitution. It started with one.
This is unreal. Liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has spoken out against the court packing, telling NPR nine seems to be a good number.
Yeah, I mean, constitutionally, they could do
it. Can you imagine the crap they would do?
It would be incredibly fraught.
That if that doesn't inspire the next civil war, and I mean blood, guns, the whole nine yards, I don't know what will. Holy cow.
Yeah, I mean, the only way you could do something like that is you make a deal that you get two, we get two, those sorts of things. And I doubt any sort of deal like that would ever be struck.
So this is just idle campaign promises to calm their idiots?
Yes.
The idiocracy that would vote for this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, that's a heavy lift. I mean, right now Republicans control the Congress, and even if you blast away the filibuster, if you try to pack the court with only a one-seat or a two-seat majority, God forbid if the Democrats take the Senate, you're right, that would cause, I think, chaos in the country. Or all sorts of different reactions.
I got to post this on Facebook. Thank you, Thina, for bringing this to my attention.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Because frankly, I'll be honest with you. Do I look at Fox News that much? No, because I have found them to be just as... they're going the way of everybody else. They're not CNN yet, but it won't be long. And by the way, the rumor we heard at the very beginning of the show, we have found nothing to indicate that they have suspended Tucker Carlson. Because Tucker had the audacity to say this whole white supremacist thing is BS. And it is. They make it up. They've got a couple of, they can count on what's left of the print media. Papers are going out of business monthly around the country. They're barely surviving. But they won't change their tune. They're so committed to the destruction of America, they will not change for anything. That scares me, too. If you are looking for new flooring for your home, there's no better place to get it than Georgia Floors Direct for 50 years. That's what a lot of people have said. Wow, I got a wholesale price on a high-fashion flooring style that I wanted for my home. I was able to put in a nice hardwood, and I'm thrilled with the results I got and the installation that was done. Georgia Floors Direct has built their own team of installers over the years, and they are truly outstanding craftsmen. So if you want to have carpeting removed, they'll go in, do what's necessary to prep the surface, and install a hardwood floor that will look amazing. I don't know if Eddie Bader still has those pictures of my old place up, but man, you want to see the incredible work Georgia Floors Direct does, there are numbers of pictures that show you how outstanding their work is. It's a big building, 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home. Jeff Mellins and those put together a team of people that will help you navigate those incredible choices and then arrange installation for the floor that will make you a happy homeowner. That's Georgia Floors Direct. Look them up on Facebook. They got a great page with all their new offerings in the house. And some ideas for your home as well. Very creative page. That's Georgia Floors Direct, flooring destination since 1969. That would be the year the earth stood still.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. It is extremely hot, but we have some relief on the way soon. Hang on. Hopefully, some lucky towns will get an isolated shower or thunder shower over the next few hours before they fade out tonight. A steamy overnight low temperature of 79. Tomorrow, still a hot and humid day with a high temperature around 93 or 94, but scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms as a frontal system moves through the state of Alabama. A couple of those storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Then on Thursday, as that frontal system makes its way closer closer to the coast, I think the best chance of showers will shift to South Alabama. Later on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, somewhat less humidity and noticeably not as hot. The high temperature is still around 90 or 91 and lows at night 70 to 72, but this is a big improvement from where we've been. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
This was sent to me by the esteemed Stick Shift Annie. And she thought it was funny, and I think it is too. It's a Finn, meaning somebody from Finland, mm-hmm. young Joey. Mm-hmm. As they teach you the ways of the world.
Thank you for that.
Trying to learn English and sharing that experience with others. But I just want to run a disclaimer.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
All right, here is that Finnish comedian talking about learning how to speak English.
I studied English for years, and I thought I know English. But then I moved to America. Turns out, no. Like, I didn't really know it. Like, all the things, like... I think the hardest word to truly master has been the word ass. Ass. I thought it's really easy. It means a butt. But no. Like yes, sometimes it can mean a butt, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Like, there are so many meanings to the word ass. I think it's the most complicated word in English. I've been trying to write a whole dictionary about just ass. There's so many. Like, for example, lazy ass. That means lazy. Like, my lazy ass husband, it's the same sentence without the ass. The ass is just optional there. It's, and long ass means long. Like a long-ass flight. So long flight. But if you want to make it longer, you can add ass. And my definite favorite one, a grown-ass man. It turns out it means a grown man. The entire man has grown. Not only his ass. So I learned that you can just add ass to anything, and then it sounds a little bit cooler. Like anything. I just bought this blue ass shirt. Oh, thank you. That was some good-ass meatballs. Anything. But you have to be careful, because sometimes if you add ass to something, it can actually reverse the meaning of the original word. Like, for example, bad ass. That's good. Like, bad is bad, but bad ass is good. But not always. Like, dumb ass is still dumb. So how can you know? You have to know specifically which ones are flipped. And then there's the concept of your ass. And your ass, that means like yourself. Like move your ass. That's like move everything. Move your ass and the rest of your body. And like everything. If you have a car, that's included in the ass. All of them, same direction, just move. So your ass means yourself plus all you have. But my ass, that means like, no. Like if I say that, wow, this car is really fast, and you say, oh, fast, my ass. So it means like, no.
You can understand, and
that's so good.
People will always tell you that English is the toughest language because of all the nuances and so forth, but that was a very...
That's funny.
There's a lot of ass in there, but, come on. There's a lot worse. One or two I might have used myself upon occasion, and when I don't ever play the Paul Joseph Watson Leonardo decapitated.
Oh, right.
You never saw me move so fast, man. I made thunder in the studio at the warp speed I move. Unbelievable. How about putting your ass in a nice Jack Ingram signature used car? You can buy in every category, price-wise, from under $5,000 to over $30,000. You can buy... I got my Rogue. I've actually purchased there five times now, but my Rogue had less than 2,000 miles on it. So I had the full warranty, and I was able to extend that. And all the benefits of a new car, except for one thing. I didn't have to pay any depreciation. I got a great price. Same price you'll get. Specifically in the category of vehicles under $10,000, though. And keep in mind, no matter what the year or what the vehicle or what type or model, these cars have three things in common. Great vehicle histories, beautiful gleaming bodies, clean and pristine interiors, and most importantly, engines that are ready to work for you, ready to perform. See Tip Thames and his incredible team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. However, you may want to just go to jackingram.com and shop online, because they've got it all mapped out for you, whether you're shopping by budget, vehicle type, brand name, whatever. That's jackingram.com. 549, our final peek at highway conditions.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Tuesday afternoon traffic, and things are starting to look a little bit better, but we do have one accident for you. It is on South Union Street right after you come off of I-85, so please be careful right there in that first block after leaving the interstate. If you are on the interstates, everything looks good. Again, this afternoon, we don't have any big hang-ups for you. There's a little slowdown on 65 North around the Northern Boulevard, but nothing significant. If you're on the Boulevard itself, we are busy, especially between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway and between Vaughn Road and the interstate. The 31s look pretty good. There's lots of folks rolling with you, so be careful and watch the traffic around you. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Please call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for six straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Did you see the story that there is now a pill? Was on Drudge.
Feeling depressed, like you have no friends, afraid to take a pill to help you with it? Ask your doctor about alcohol. Alcohol is the liquid drug that can help you be friends with anyone. Doctors recommend 5 to 6 shots daily in order to help you get out of your head and onto the dance floor.
Thanks, alcohol. Now it's 6 shots. I don't even remember that I live alone and I don't have any friends.
With alcohol, you'll go from staying curled up in bed all day to dancing on tables and then staying curled up in bed all day.
I used to be so shy. Now I take my top off at almost every bar. Give me another, bartender. You're my best friend.
Shut up.
Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, texting your ex, waking up someplace new, bar fights, peeing your pants in public, saying I love you to strangers, hangovers, and regret. So fill out your prescription for alcohol today.
Thanks, alcohol!
I don't think a pill for loneliness or alcohol, as I learned the hard way, is myself. Oh, there's the Iowa numbers on the Democrats. There's Joe, 25%. Warren in second place, Big Chief Pocahontas. What is wrong with you, Iowa? Why would you like any of those people, really? I don't get it. I mean, it's a big cornfield. That's about 200 miles wide. And it's got a few semi-large cities in it, like Des Moines. We used to have... when I worked in Miami, we had a sister station in Ames. Not the big Ames, but the little Ames.
The little Ames.
Okay. The little Ames. W-E-W-E. The big wee-wee. So we would conference with them. Once, how's things up in Ames? You're out the big wee-wee. It just lent itself to so many funny things. Why don't we... I wonder if those call letters are available. We could have that here.
I would love to broadcast from the big wee-wee.
WACV, that's got a history here in town. But let's face it, the big wee-wee would be, that would get some talk.
Usually does.
See what else is there on the schedule for tomorrow? Brand new Barney. And this one is about how excessive screen time is causing young children to need glasses at an earlier age. This is a crisis, Joey.
Then why don't we just talk about it in a serious way instead of, you know, screwing with my childhood? All this and more on the Big Wee Wee.
Hey, tomorrow we got Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson in the studio.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show.
It will.
Do we still have our helper coming? Is he coming in?
Izzy.
Yeah.
Izzy's coming in tomorrow. Yeah. And we might have a visit from the Clarks, too. So... we got a lot going on. It's going to be a busy studio tomorrow. And then after the show, we go to Baumhauer's. So we're looking forward to that. And by the way, try and find a reason to call the morning show, because at the end of the week, we do this big grand prize drawing. One of the things we'll be giving away on Friday around 8:55 is a to-go package, a tailgate to-go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And I did find out, because somebody asked, if you live out Opelika way and it's a haul to get here, get your certificate. You can use it in Auburn. Basically, anything you win here from Baumhauer's, like the $25 gift cards we gave away, and we have another one of those to give away tomorrow night at the restaurant. You can use at any of their restaurants that happens to work for you. Let's take this random call. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Ron. How y'all doing today?
Good, Ron. What's up?
Hey, I want to make a comment about your Ben's comedian.
Yes.
And he left out ass wipe. You know, that's the dirty... That's all.
Okay, appreciate it. Well, I mean, that can be a verb, and it can be an adjective. So-and-so is an ass wipe.
I can't believe he left out calling somebody an ass. Because I own up to it, I can be quite an ass. In fact, once a woman recognizes that about me, Greg, I know a man.
Look, the boss himself said, going way back to premarital days, that the best results he ever got on a social dating site was when he just laid it out there. Yeah. Here's me. Yeah. I can be a son of a bitch. But the truth was so shocking and so... Instead of long walks on the beach. 5:55, and he's the one guy that can say, I went to Woodstock and mean it.
Yeah.
One of the people that often joins us at Baumhauer's, and I never call in advance because it's a no-appointment-necessary thing, is Morris Capuano. If you are renting, you are throwing money out the window. And if you're not calling Morris now at 409-9300, you're missing out on an opportunity. Because interest rates are coming down again. You can get... He got us, when we bought the current house we're in, 3.25. I don't think they're that low. But every quarter point on mortgage interest rates can mean as much as $20 or more on your monthly payment. You know, you want that first mortgage interest deduction. That's great. I mean, that coming so handy at tax time, and the sooner you get started, the more you'll have to use next April. But having your own place just has all the advantages, including you'll be a good landlord for yourself. Trust me on that one. But with interest rates going down, the idea when it comes to buying a house is to strike while the iron is hot. So call them at 409-9300. Nobody will work harder to get you into your new home than Morris Capuano with Renaissance Bank. Lots of programs there no matter what your circumstances. So don't give up before you've talked to him. He is the final word. Morris Capuano, Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402669. And Morris will take your call right now at 409-9300.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm pretty tired. Think I'll go home now.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Attorney General Bill Barr ordering a personnel shakeup at the federal facility holding Jeffrey